Every year, without fail, our family watches one or more of the movie versions of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It's a classic for us and for thousands of people, I would venture. Since 1843, when the story was first published, it's been retold on the stage and film and radio and television for hundreds and hundreds of times. It seems that the cultural attraction to the main character, Ebenezer Scrooge, is about and through his dramatic transformation. During the story, Scrooge is a selfish, tight-fisted miser who could care less about the welfare of his fellow humans. And then at the end, he's changed, he's transformed into this big-hearted and generous man. Part of what affects this dramatic transformation is the fact that he's visited by the ghost of Jacob Marley, his former financial partner. Interestingly, the ghost of Jacob wears a long and heavy chain that his ghostly manifestation has to literally drag along with him. Marley tells Scrooge that the chain was forged by himself in life. He's forced to wear it. And it was made by all of the merciless and unjust, ruthless, oppressive deeds that he participated in. He is there to warn of a similar fate in the afterlife because of Scrooge's act of greed and hostility to humanity. It's an interesting literary illustration that Dickens introduces to us, that in death we wear chains forged from what we've done in life. And though Marley claims that his chains were invisible until the day he died, I think it would be impossible for anyone to forge just heavy chains and of unconcern for humanity without feeling something of its effect in this life. In our gospel today from Mark, Jesus uses a different metaphor for the cost of a life lived at the expense of others. He says, you might as well wear a millstone around your neck. Now, in case you're unfamiliar with what a millstone is a heavy and large stone that's used in grist mills for grinding wheat or other grains. And millstones are really, really heavy because they have to grind tough grains into powder. So what in the world is Jesus getting at when he brings up a millstone around someone's neck? He says, if any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. It seems like really harsh words from our Savior Jesus. But we know that Jesus often speaks in hyperbole, right? He uses strong language many times to get our attention. And I think he's trying to get our attention because he wants us to be just as concerned about injustice as he is. So to set Jesus' words today in context, we're continuing our story from last week when Jesus put a little child in front of his listeners. He did that to illustrate that the lowest person in society with no privilege or status should be cared for by all, just as you would care with someone with privilege and with status. This week, he goes even further, saying that not only should the lowest people, including children, be recognized and welcomed, but should also have access to dignity and a way of life of following God. And not only that, but Jesus says that the people who use their power to stand in the way of the least and the lowest in society have some real heavy consequences ahead. He is not literally suggesting that someone fasten themselves to a millstone and jump off a cliff, nor all the other gory things that follow, like cutting off hands and feet and all that. It's just a metaphor. But what he is suggesting is that the result of not helping others to thrive carries the weight that will drag you down to a state that is like a spiritual death. Not caring for justice and mercy and compassion adds a weight to those that wish to concern themselves with shooting to the top, using others as stepping stones. In the eyes of the biblical prophets, this is the true sin that plagues all of God's people throughout all of history. A heavy heart burdens us and drags us to depths which we cannot live out our potential as God's creation. The weight of the heart has been a preoccupation with humanity for thousands and thousands of years. The ancient Egyptians believed that to enter the afterlife, your heart had to be light. And you gained a light heart by doing good deeds and not doing bad deeds during your lifetime. And after you died, on your way to the afterlife, your heart was weighed against a feather. And if your heart was no heavier than the feather, then you moved on to the afterlife. And if it was too heavy, you were eaten by an alligator-headed god. I think all of us in our modern nonfiction lives feel the effects of a light heart or a heavy heart. I see a lot of people in our world who are walking around with virtual millstones. These people are concerned about things that affect themselves directly without looking at others. They've created convenient blinders to block out hunger and poverty and homelessness around them. They have turned up the noise to drown out the sounds of the surplus population, as Ebenezer Scrooge would say. We all see the heaviness of the worldly values, the heavy chains of indifference all around us. We see unfulfillment and sadness, and anger and envy. We witness the futile grasps at personal gain only to see happiness just slip away as modern day Jacob Marley sink under the weight of themselves. But just as Dickens penned in A Christmas Carol, transformation is possible. We've read it from other important writers that preserve the Gospels for us. That transformation is possible because resurrection is reality. As followers of Christ, we know that transformation is not the visitation of three ghosts, but through the love and grace of Jesus Christ. Our risen Lord really can and does liberate us from every link, every chain, every weight of every millstone. Scrooge, at the end of Dickens' novella, expresses, "I'm as light as a feather, I'm as happy as an angel, I'm as merry as a schoolboy." Jesus Christ can do the same for all of humanity. Through him, years of dragging around millstones and greed and indifference and blindness to social injustices can be erased and replaced with a light heart. So what is the weight that we carry around? What heaviness keeps us from floating up to our highest and greatest potential as followers of Christ? Whatever it is that keeps us down, that weighs us down, we know can be shed. We have the blessed assurance. Because just as Jesus offers freedom to the oppressed, he offers us the chance to be set free from our weights and our millstones and our chains. We are not created just for ourselves, but for the joy of serving others. We are meant to have hands to teach and to heal and to work for those that need to know that they are welcome. We are meant to be happy as angels. We are meant to have light hearts. Amen.